Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Democrats have another senator as Warnock defeats Walker. The Trump Organization found guilty of fraud in New York. Walmart closes more stores because of violent crime. Anti-Semitism on the rise in New York City. And Amazon reveals the most popular presents this Christmas season. Also, reparations for African Americans coming closer. But first, Democrats now control the Senate 51-49 after Raphael Warnock easily defeated Herschel Walker in Georgia yesterday. The result was not a surprise. I estimate that Walker lost because about 5% of the evangelical vote stayed home in Georgia. The Trump Organization was found guilty of criminal tax fraud. The business was convicted on 15 counts, including falsifying financial records, conspiracy to defraud, and other crimes. Company will be sentenced on June 13th. The organization could face criminal penalties of $1.6 million in back taxes. Neither Donald Trump nor any member of his family were charged in the case. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon says the company will likely raise prices and close stores because of crime. Said the executive, quote, theft is a major issue right now. If local law enforcement doesn't correct this, prices will be higher and more stores will close, unquote. Anti-Semitic hate crimes in New York City more than doubling compared to the same time last year. At least 45 Jewish people were targeted across the five boroughs compared to 20 last November. Most assaults occurred in Brooklyn. The NYPD beefing up security after two men were arrested at Penn Station with pistols and maps of local Jewish facilities. Pretty frightening there. Amazon revealing the most popular Christmas gifts this year. They are wireless. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout.
Wireless phone chargers, portable hand warmers, indoor slippers, waffle makers, wine glasses, the air fryer, luxury towels, and the number one gift this year, noise-canceling headphones. In a moment, some government spending or want to on reparations. Right back with that. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Reparations for slavery and for Native Americans? Injustice. That is a topic in America, and social justice is a supreme tenet of the progressive left. So, some people want direct payments to those groups who have been harmed in the past. If you step back and think about it, almost every group has been harmed in the past, but this is done on a racial basis. Now, a poll by the University of Massachusetts says 62% of Americans oppose reparations payments, 62%. But California is going ahead anyway. The total population of California, 39 million. 6.5% are African Americans. That's roughly 2.5 million. Since the Great Society was unveiled in 1964 by Lyndon Johnson, California has spent between $80 and $100 billion on entitlement payments. That's $4.4 trillion over the last 60 years, much of that money going to the African American community. Not enough. A report in California says that the legislature is getting ready to put forth a bill that would pay African Americans and some Native Americans in California, ready? $223,000 a person. That would come from Sacramento to your mailbox. But all other taxpayers are excluded from that money except African Americans and Native Americans. So is that fair to have contemporary people, working people, pay for past sins? Well, California apparently thinks it is. Now, the reasoning behind this is that the money would offset decades of racial inequity in housing, education, prison, on and on and on and on. The total cost of the state of California, $560 billion, which of course the state does not have. So taxes would have to go up. Governor Newsom, of course, on board with it, and certainly this bill will be voted on soon. But Providence, Rhode Island, is way ahead of California. There, the city council and mayor are close to passing a bill that would pay African Americans in the city of Providence direct reparations. Now, it's a little sleight of hand because the people of Rhode Island and the people of Providence aren't paying the reparations. We are. American taxpayers are. Because Providence is using COVID money sent to it by the federal government, which it did not spend. That's what's going to be paid out to African Americans and Native Americans if this thing passes. What do you think? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. I am Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Legends, perfect holiday gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions.
New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 81 years ago today, the Empire of Japan launched a devastating assault against American forces in Hawaii. The surprise attack thrust the nation into a global conflict that would result in the deaths of 80 million people. Here is the story of Pearl Harbor. In July 1941, Washington enacted a strict oil embargo against Japan to slow the brutal empire, which was trying to take over Eastern Asia. As negotiations broke down, advisors warned President Roosevelt of a potential military strike against the USA. Officials in the State Department and War Department believed an armed conflict with Japan was inevitable unless a peace agreement could be reached. With Japan's oil reserves dwindling, the emperor decided to act. Early in the morning of December 7th, today, radar operators reported a large group of aircraft heading towards Hawaii. A fleet of B-17s on the American side were expected to arrive before noon. They did not, and the military sounded no alarm. 1 hour later, a Japanese dive bomber bearing the emblem of the rising sun of Japan descended from the clouds above Oahu. 400 planes closely followed. 90 minutes later, 2,500 Americans were dead, 800 wounded, 4 battleships sunk, 5 severely damaged, 9 cruisers rendered inoperable. 200 planes were destroyed. The following day, FDR addressed the nation, referring to the surprise assault as a date that will live in infamy. After the speech, Congress approved a resolution of war between the U.S. and Japan. 3 days later, Nazi Germany, an ally of Japan, declared war against the USA. Now, our country had officially entered World War II. And here's something else you might not know. The Pacific Theater of World War II ranks as one of the most destructive events in human history. 115,000 Americans would perish, another 250,000 wounded. Between 1940 and 45, more than 30 million people were killed across Asia and the Pacific Ocean, including 26 million civilians. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.